This is the Vinyl Garage.
And a one, and a two. There's a place where I can go, and that's where I wanna be. I'm saying goodbye to you good people, for I found a place for me. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Gonna go way out,
way out.
That's where the fun is, way out,
way out.
That's where the sun is.
Welcome to Season 8 of the Vinyl Garage. I'm Dave Nelson, your guide, and for the next 60 minutes, we'll explore the history of rock and roll from a vinyl point of view. A world where B-sides and album cuts predominate, not to mention at times some not-so-subtle commentary involving the blues of the 30s to the releases of today and everything in between. We've been tasked with an awesome responsibility. Let's get started. Here in Northeast Ohio, way before there was a Rock Hall, an Agora, Coliseum, or a Blossom, there was a DJ.
Hello, everybody. How are y'all tonight? This is Alan Freed, the old King of the Moondoggers, and it's time again for another of your favorite rock and roll sessions, Blues and Rhythm Records for all the gang in the Moondog Kingdom. This is WJW, the Moondog Show.
Freed is Northeast Ohio's first rock and roll claim to fame. Along with coining the phrase of the musical genre, he almost certainly started the desegregation of R&B when he identified the huge popularity of it with white kids on his mainstream radio show. I'm proud to say that all this started in our neck of the woods. Starting in that period in 1954, many have carried the rock and roll flag for the home team from any number of garage bands, some of which progress as far as national acclaim, to even a few that profoundly change the genre. The largest radio market between New York and Chicago, the best location in the nation, the rock and roll is homegrown here in the CLE. We're starting with one of the first players in rock and roll from the Cleveland area, Johnny Moore. Moore would soon be the new lead singer for the Drifters, but in 1953, he and his band the Hornets released 178, I Can't Believe, backed with Lonesome Baby, on the Chicago-based States label. That record would eventually be re-released as a 45. Here's both sides to that historic piece of vinyl. Well, I guess shellac in this case.
I can't believe you treat me like this.
Oh, Lord, I'm above.
I love you so, baby, please come back home.
Come on home.
Where your daddy needs you, I can't live alone.
Live alone.
Where my baby got big bowl legs, long curly hair. When I start rocking, she rocks everywhere.
Also in 1953, another Clevelander, Jalousy Hawkins, singing for Tiny Grimes and the Highlanders on the Philadelphia label Gotham, saw his record debut on Why Did You Waste My Time?
Let's have a party and drink up a lot of beer. Yes, let's have a party and drink up a bottle of beer. Yes, wine is fine, but give me lots of beer. Gonna drink some beer and shed some tears this morning. Gonna drink some beer till the rooster crows at dawning. Yes, wine is fine, but give me lots of beer. When I drink that beer, get high as a Georgia pine. I get a different feeling than I get from drinking wine. Yes, wine is fine, but give me lots of beer. In the evening, in the morning, in the afternoon, I just drink that stuff all night. Yes, wine is fine, but give me lots of beer. In the winter time, in the spring, in the summertime, nothing else don't mean a thing. Yes, wine is fine, but give me lots of beer. I don't drink no whiskey, don't drink nothing else but beer. No, I don't drink no whiskey, don't drink nothing else but beer. Yes, wine is fine, but give me lots of beer. Now, light beer is the right beer. Dark beer's real gone too. You drank too much ale, you get put in jail. So I think I'll stick to homebrew. Drink beer in the morning at a little stout. A little stout and make you poke a way out. Drink it by the case, then you order some more. Call all the neighbors, they're right next door. In the evening, in the morning, in the afternoon, I just drink that stuff all night. Yes, wine is fine, but give me a lot of beer.
3 years later in 1956, using his nickname Jay, Screamin' Jay in this case, he would release the record that would define him, I Put a Spell on You. I was surprised to find out the song was initially intended to be a love song blues ballad, but thanks to the party atmosphere in the studio, not to mention the booze, it turned out the way it did. the rest is history.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up?
From 1958, the Columbus doo-wop group The Four Pharaohs. Also known as King Pharaoh and the Egyptians, the Columbus Pharaohs, and the Egyptian Kings. With the B-side to their first single on the Tiny Esta label, China Girl.
Sorry, I meet no one.
Back up north in Akron, 1959, and The Fascination's It's Midnight, performing the song on Cleveland TV's 1 O'Clock Club. They recorded it in Philadelphia on the Shore label, their one and only release. Rocky River label, Cass D, from 1959, The Knockouts with Sweet Talk.
Stay away from me with your
sweet talk.
I don't want to, you know.
Sweet talk.
It's got around to me.
Sweet talk.
Yeah. Well, don't upset, cause you make me so bad with your sweet talk.
Stay away from me with your sweet talk.
I don't want to, you know. Town to be.
Sweet talk, yeah.
Well,
don't upset, don't make me so bad with your sweet talk.
Well, I was walking down the street just the other day. I met a fine chick going the other way. I looked at her once, I had to look twice, because I wanted her to be my wife. Says she didn't want me fooling around, to talk all over the town with her sweet talk. About a girl that I used to know. She said she loved me, but she never did show. Then she started fooling around. It got to be the talk all over the town. Said she didn't want me, she was fooling around. Now the talk all over the town with her sweet talk.
Yeah, where's the sweet talk?
I don't want to hear no
sweet talk.
It's got around to be
sweet talk. Yeah.
Well,
don't upset, boy, you make me so mad with her sweet talk.
Sweet talk, baby.
Sweet talk.
Sweet talk.
Sweet talk.
Sweet talk.
It just wasn't doo-wop on the North Coast. Rockabilly was also well represented, and right here in Lorain County. On the Lorain Destiny label, Bill Loxton and the Royal Notes with Come to My House Rock. Then, also from Lorain, the Jet Tones and Jet Tone Boogie. go back to Cleveland with the Savoys and Razorback on the Studio label, and south to Portsmouth. Yeah, I know it's not Northeast Ohio, but this is a great tune. With the Ivy Leaguers and Jim Jammin'. The title thanks to guitarist Jim Middlecamp, class of 1958, Portsmouth High, found on the Tiny Nauvoo label. Then, halfway in between from Columbus, Cliff Nash and the Rockaways, and the strangely named Cincinnati Rock, on his Nash label, all from 1959. course you're listening to the Vinyl Garage. Where else would you hear stuff like this?
Rockin' with a rock and roll. Everybody doing that rockaway stroll. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Well, I won't be home till the break of day. Well, everybody knows that a jazz man can't compete with a rock and roll man. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
It's a new decade, and surprisingly, from the Steubenville area are a few quality artists that charted nationally. The doo-wop group The Stereos and R&B singer Lula Reed. The Stereos' best-known cut is I Really Love You, a song that would be covered by George Harrison in 1982. They would last nearly 15 years in the business. Lula Reed was from Mingo Junction, but moved to Port Clinton as a child. She made a recording debut in 1951 for King in Cincinnati, releasing quality stuff up till 1967. We'll hear Say Hey, Pretty Baby, credited to Lula Reed and her Little Teeners on the Federal label. But who's the most famous Steubenville alum? That in a few.
Coming down the street, my heart
skips a beat. I really, really need you. But don't you play me for a fool. Why do you do me like you do?
Do, do, yeah. Well, babe, you know I love you, so I pray the world if you could love it. When I see you coming down the street, my heart
skips a beat.
Why?
The Steubenville alum I alluded to earlier. Before we get to that, a disclaimer. This guy is not my cup of tea. In fact, I can honestly say that I wouldn't have guessed that I would be playing a Dean Martin song here. I guess I'll play some Sex Pistols later in the year as penance. To make the situation even stranger, I've chosen his best known. Everybody Loves Somebody. For two reasons. One, I found a really good version without all the cheesy, annoying orchestration and background vocals. Found only on 2012's Collected Cool box set. And two, there's a great story connected to the song. Dino hated rock and roll, especially the Beatles. His 14-year-old son, also named Dean, however, disagreed. He told his son he was going to knock them off the charts. And the week of August 15, 1964, this song did, replacing Hard Day's Night at number one.
Everybody loves somebody sometime. Everybody falls in love somehow. Something in your kiss just told me my sometime is now. Everybody finds somebody someplace. There's no telling where love may appear. Something in my heart keeps saying my someplace is here. If I had it in my power, I'd arrange for every girl to have your charms. Then every minute, every hour, every boy would find what I've found in your arms. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for someone like you. If I had it in my power, I'd arrange for every girl to have your charms. Then every minute, every hour, every boy would find what I've found in your arms. Everybody loves somebody sometime. And although my dream was overdue, your love made it well worth waiting for. Someone like you.
Sandwiched neatly between the decline of first generation rock and roll and the beginning of the British invasion, the ladies ruled the radio. This national golden age of the girls was also reflected in Ohio, with some charting nationally. Here's a chronological small selection of the ladies that graced the airwaves here. 1957 gave us Cleveland teenage twins Eunice and Eunice Margolis. The Tracy twins. Their Kiss and Diploma was released on a major, Epic Records. And the Ponytails and their first single for ABC Paramount, Just My Luck to Be 15. Tony, Karen, and Laverne are all alum of Brush High School. Years before, Eric Carmen could say the same.
A kiss and diploma, a kiss and diploma, a kiss and diploma. to tie the knot. I got my kiss and diploma with the sweetest kiss. I got my kiss and diploma and it happened like this. I didn't use magic, I didn't use tricks. It happened when you told me that I kiss and ticks. I got my kiss and diploma and I made it score. Every time we're kissing, you ask for more. We don't need a teacher, we don't need a school. We kiss according to the golden rule. You're my professor and you've made it clear that I'm in your good grace. And I'm confessing that I love you, dear. I'm so happy that I won first place. If we could get together, make a steady date, I would be a happy kiss and graduate. Let the whole world know that we have a lot. A kiss and diploma to tie the knot.
On the national label Carlton, two sisters from Cleveland Heights, The Shortcuts, releasing only one single, Don't Say He's Gone, I'll Hide My Love. Here's the A-side.
So
Chicago's Connie Merzwiak was known throughout her career as Connie Little, Connie and the Cashmeres, Connie and the Citations, Connie and the Blue Beats, and eventually in the late 60s as Ruby Starr. Her Billy was from 1961, recorded allegedly when she was 9 years old, found on the Elmore label. Three releases. The Bobby Pins from Chillicothe, Why Did You Go, found on the Mercury label. They were definitely paying attention to Phil Spector. And The Secrets, Cleveland's most successful girl group, all from Shaw High School. Both sides are their first for Phillips, The Boy Next Door and Learning to Forget.
Did you go? Why did you go? My night.
of the Buckeye State was a microcosm of the country, and thanks to the strength of the Cleveland radio market, made it a relevant player in the evolution of rock and roll. The R&B begetting of rock and roll through the rockabilly, the doo-wop, and the girl groups, the pre-British invasion homegrown, was strong. Next week, we'll continue with the ladies and pick up where we left off, about 1961. Because in 1964, the music world as we know it changed forever. There you have it, a perfectly good hour of your life listening to me. The Vinyl Garage applauds your discerning taste. Questions and comments can be directed at vinylgarage@oh.rr.com or Facebook/Vinyl Garage Show. So until next time, this is Dave Nelson. As always, thanks for listening.